hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of this Tuesday edition, 14th of August, 2007, of the National Intel Report. With me is Bob Chapman, and joining us is Robbie Noel from Phoenix, Arizona. Good afternoon, Robbie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stadtmiller, Mr. Chapman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ridgeback.
Are your phones burning off the hook there, Robbie, in Phoenix for Republic Trading Group?
Folks gave, well, yeah, they kept me busy this weekend. Today, definitely encouraging once again. I think, look, people are nervous out there, and deservedly so. I've been doing a little, and I don't know, Bob, help me with this one. I have the tendency for doing this. But I went back to research the events that were unfolding in August of 1929. And there's a lot of similarities between what was happening in August of 1929 and what's going on right now. It's actually quite scary when you look at the similarities. Do you do that? Do you go back and look at...
Well, it's a shame that you haven't been getting the forecaster back for the last 5 or 6 years. But to answer your question, we've made the similar parallel a number of times. And
yes.
The key was a number of things. First of all, many loans were interest-only for homes. Second of all, it was 90% margin in the stock market. But most important of all was that the Federal Reserve didn't add funds. They deleted. They took funds out of the system. And they deliberately created the Depression. And the pundits blame tariffs for the Depression. Had nothing to do with it. Tariffs weren't instituted until late 1930, and everybody else was doing it, and they were minuscule. Most of the tariffs were 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%. So, and everybody, you know, if you did it to the other guy, he did it to you. And so that was not a large factor. In fact, I don't think it was a factor at all. So those were the three, to me, the three main things that caused the Depression.
What I took from reading was 1928, it was the Roaring Twenties. Everything was fine. Everything was great. The war was over. Credit was loose. I mean, it's almost as if we're just replaying the same events. They're almost identical.
But, Robbie, there's some dissimilarities between 1929 and present day. We didn't carry a national debt. I think we only were a few million dollars in the hole back in 29.
No, we were creditors.
Well, okay, we were creditors. We weren't carrying this huge debt that we have. Some put it as high as $100 trillion. We were coming out of an agrarian society building an industrial community.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This documentary maxed out. Well, it's just been recognized a little bit out there. Winner of the special jury prize of the SXSW Film Festival, official selection of the full-frame documentary film festival, Seattle International Film Festival, New Zealand Film Festival, Maui Film Festival, the Milwaukee International Film Festival, Woodstock Film Festival, the Bergen International Film Festival, as well as Leeds International, and also the IDFA Reflecting Images Award. It has been making the rounds. People recognize the power behind this documentary. And I have with me this afternoon two fine folks, James Scurlock. He is the actual director of this documentary. And also with us is James Martinez. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Which I recognize James's voice, so I'm assuming that the other guy on the other end of the line is James Scurlock. This James Scurlock, I'm going to have to do this. One of you I'm going to have to call Jim. Which one wants to take that one?
I'll take Jim.
Okay, great. Jim, I appreciate you coming up. What prompted you to do this documentary? It is a powerful piece.
Yeah, you know, it's the one issue, I guess, that everybody I know is dealing with. And even if they don't think that they're dealing with it, they really are, because everyone in this economy, in this country, is drowning in some kind of debt, whether it's personal or whether it's, you know, the federal debt or whether it's our trade deficits or whatnot. So this is really the biggest issue that I could think of.
Well, and it was interesting, Jim, the way you put this thing together, as I stated, okay, here's another documentary. I've seen hundreds of documentaries.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and about 10, 15 minutes into it, I'm thinking to myself, well, I didn't know that. And, well, that was an interesting point. And, gee, this is really well produced, and the sound is good, and the direction's good, and the photography's good. And I'm watching this documentary unfold. And little did I realize that aside from the abundance of the information that you have in this documentary as to how the credit card companies operate, how debt is sold off to third parties, and all of this, you had in the fabric of this documentary, there is a real human drama going on, and you document several people in this documentary, and I didn't realize until I'm almost halfway through the film that these people that were sitting there and being interviewed, they had lost loved ones because they had committed suicide over credit card debt.
Right.
And it just ripped my heart out. I'm watching this last night. I had to go to five different Blockbuster locations to get a copy of this. I got home with it. My wife and I are sitting on the couch, and I'm watching this. And she looks over at me, and I got tears running down my cheeks. I mean, this was entertaining. It was educational, but it was also powerful because it brought home the human equation in this.
Yeah, well, I certainly learned a lot while we were making it. In fact, I had to write a book to include all the information that I learned because it was so interesting and so disturbing. But, you know, the film, as you said, it's only 80 minutes, and the point of the film was to really grab people's attention. In the beginning, it was going to be a comedy. In the beginning, it was going to be about $50,000 millionaires and, you know, people spending too much and over-consuming and so on and so forth. You know, and there is that. In fact, the film begins with this woman building a 10,000-square-foot McMansion in the desert outside of Las Vegas. 2 years ago, you know, at that time, Las Vegas was the hottest real estate market in the country. Now it's the leader in foreclosures. But, you know, I learned a great deal making the film. I didn't appreciate when we started how emotional a topic this is. You know, I didn't appreciate that there would be suicides, that there would be people whose lives were absolutely torn apart and ruined by, you know, by this this flood of easy credit and instant credit that we've all become to take for granted.
And was there anybody, I got a question, quick question for you. Was there anybody that you went after to interview that turned you down?
Sure. Most people don't like to talk about being broke, which I also didn't appreciate at the time. You know, but saying that you went bankrupt or that you're broke is admitting a real failure in this country that's very difficult to do, especially on camera. So, you know, a lot of people canceled on us. I tried to talk to a lot of people in the industry on the banking side, all of whom turned me down, and later found out that they basically turned down everyone from the Today Show to, you know, all the major news media. They have a couple of lobbyists who sort of do the rounds and so forth, but, you know, the industry has been allowed to be totally silent and unaccountable, which is something that I also didn't realize. In fact, there's a congressional hearing in the film where these credit card executives are brought up before Congress, and it's like the first time in 10 years, I think, that they had actually been summoned at a Capitol Hill. And they're allowed to make their statements, and then they're just dismissed. They're not asked a single question.
I have what we did here just prior to the show, Jim. This Elizabeth Warren, she's the Harvard Law School professor.
Mm-hmm.
What we actually did is went through the film and extracted her comments throughout this documentary. And it's 6 minutes exactly. And later on in the program, what I'd like to do is play that clip. Now, there is a bunch of information in this movie as to how credit card, once people start to default on their credit cards, and I didn't realize this, $75 billion have been sold out to third-party collectors. And these are the people that call you on the phone trying to extract as much information that they can from you. Some of the tricks that are used, they'll call your neighbors. If you've got caller ID and you were contacted once, and, well, you're not going to pick up that phone because I know what this guy wants. I mean, they stoop to such low standards of calling your neighbors. This is a credit card company. I'm trying to get a hold of these people. They're not returning my calls. They go into the public embarrassment arena.
Right.
And the two guys, I'd forgotten their name and what company they were from, but they were just absolutely gleeful that they had their own little cook room, their phone room, and people were on the phones calling people up and haranguing them and badgering them about debt that obviously most people like to pay their debts and do it on time. But these people were on the phones once the credit cards go into default and this is sold off to third parties. Some of the tactics that these people use is just absolutely stomach-churning.
Absolutely. You know, it was Walter Wriston, who was the chairman of Citigroup back in the days when the credit card market was just opening up, who created a whole lot of what we see now, who said, you know, we're really in the information business. Banking is just a segment of the information business, and that's really true. I mean, you get all the phone calls, you get all the spams, you get people trying to get as much information about you, the credit bureau, you know, always fishing for information, a lot of it incorrect. You know, we've all got a credit score that we live in fear of because it affects our job, not affects whether we get an apartment, our utilities, insurance, you know, virtually everything else. And it's almost like living in Russia with the KGB. You really don't know who's collecting information on you, what's in your file, how it's going to affect you later on. And these guys, Chris and Bob, the debt collectors and debt buyers, are going out there and buying debt for pennies on the dollar and getting your credit report, you know, all the information that the credit bureau has on you, including your neighbors, your relatives, you know, anyone they can call to embarrass you, where you work, and then they're just dialing for dollars, and they're making a ton of money.
And explain to me, what was the deal in this documentary about somebody wanting to go in and set up a computer system in a sheriff's office?
I think that's the thing that I found the most shocking. There's an attorney down in Shreveport, Louisiana, who used to be an insurance attorney, and then he got into this practice of suing the credit bureaus because so many people were coming to him asking him for help because they had erroneous items on their credit report. So this attorney got a call from a friend of his who was counsel to a sheriff's department in Louisiana who said that one of the major credit bureaus had come by offering to put credit terminals on all the desks at the sheriff's office. And in return, they wanted, you know, whatever information the sheriff's office was generating on suspects or on convicts or whatever. You know, so they were essentially just coming to the sheriff's office fishing for all the information that they could and offering them credit terminals in exchange, telling them that they could use the credit terminals to, you know, look up anybody they wanted to. So, you know, here you have maybe a deputy or a sheriff who potentially could have an enemies list or, you know, anything else, and the credit bureau is saying, oh, go right ahead, take as hard a look as you want, look up anybody you want to, and in exchange, just make sure you give us plenty of information that we can put back into these files.
That is Stalinesque, I might say.
It really is scary.
It is. Now, was this movie released in theaters?
It was. It was released in theaters in March, and it came out in DVD about 2 months ago.
Okay. Because I understand that you were in Austin.
I was. The film actually premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin in 2006. And then we released it about a year later through Magnolia Pictures and Netflix. And then the DVD came out about 3 months after that.
Well, I just went down. Just want to let you know, I went down, and while I was on the air earlier, I went down to Blockbuster, and they just got a copy. I just watched the entire thing. And the guy down at the store says, yeah, it's always gone. It's always gone. It's all the time.
And they're not carrying enough copies. Most of the blockbusters around here, they had a maximum of two of them on the shelves. You would think that if somebody's in the DVD rental business, something...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Coming up, we got a short segment here. Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to play that clip of Elizabeth Warren. There were a lot of clips that I would have liked to have put on, but if I did the clips, well, I wouldn't be talking to the director right now. We'd be just listening to clips. During the break, you told me that Blockbuster has the deal on this, but also Netflix is involved with this. And how many copies have been sold out there?
Well, Netflix originally co-bought the film with Magnolia Pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think Netflix has sent it out about 300,000 times already. So it's been a very big title for them.
And you're familiar with Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism?
I am. I knew Aaron pretty well, actually.
Yeah, great guy. I mean, what a legacy to leave, though. I mean, if you're a filmmaker, what a legacy to leave. This was your last punch at the bad guys out there.
Aaron, funnily enough, Aaron asked me to direct Freedom to Fascism several years ago when I was just starting on Maxed Out. And he always chided me that he had a much bigger topic than I did. But, I think they both sort of found their niche.
Yeah, well, it's a niche that it affects everybody. The problem is that not a whole lot of people realize how it affects them. I mean, if you're talking about freedom to fascism and the Federal Reserve and the income tax, and you couple that with your documentary Maxed Out on the credit card industry, it pretty much covers the whole skullduggery deal out there.
It's like the hammer coming down with all that information. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. And James, you said that you'd gone out and got a copy of this and you watched it in its entirety. Up until yesterday, you'd only seen the majority.
I'd seen lots of clips about it. I'd spoken to a lot of people about it. It's been a topic of discussion. With on conference calls that I've led with 40 or 50 people listening about this movie. I can't say how great it's been for the public when I've helped them through the process, eliminating their credit card debt and moving forward with their lives.
Well, and we recognized, and the gentleman that you're hearing right now, folks, if you don't know this, James Martinez and myself, we're doing a show on the network at 1 o'clock Central Time here on Republic Broadcasting, and it's called Cash Flow, and we're out there cleaning up what people are now realizing is a major problem in their life because they're not able to take out these equity loans on their houses anymore because, well, the liquidity has just dried up. The people that manufacture the money out there just don't have it to lend because they're in some serious straits right now. And we're about solutions here, so what we're doing is offering solutions to either eliminate your credit card debt entirely or make a deal, deal or no deal. I feel like Howie Mandel here. Make a deal with these credit card companies to make your debt go away, because what's happening here with the economy downturn, and they're starting to now, Jim, use the, 30 days ago, MSNBC just discovered, by the way, that, there's a 50-50 chance we're in a recession. I do a program every Tuesday on the National Intel Report with a gentleman by the name of Bob Chapman. He had spent quite a few years in the military with a crypto clearance. He's so secret he won't even tell me what branch of the government and the service he was connected with. But he spent 27 years on Wall Street. And this guy, he's only one of two people on this entire planet that is telling people what the M3 money supply is, and that is the money that they have out in circulation. And Ben Bernanke, the chief of the Federal Reserve, I saw that you had Alan Greenspan in yours, but the guy that took over the reins of the shipwreck, Ben Bernanke, actually pulled the figures, and they're no longer available to the public, of how much money they have out there floating around. And I noticed in your movie, now most people equate the national debt. If you ask somebody, well, what's the national debt at? Well, Bush just raised it $800 billion. I don't know. It's $8 or $9 billion. When in reality, when you look at the obligations, the debt of past, future, and present and future debts and obligations of the federal government, Jim, they're in the hole for over $100 trillion. So when we're talking about figures like that, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. If we dump 75% of our manufacturing, we send it over to China to have the slave labor crews over there make the new Barbie dolls with lead in her drawers and send them back over here to put on the Wally World, as I call Wally World shelves, the Walmart stores. We're looking at a situation where we have the middle class being squeezed. And the real important point that this documentary drives home is that the working class poor out there, the people that were maxed out on credit cards, their mortgage, they had to pay their car payments, we've got increased fuel cost and commodities and food, all these chickens have not come home to roost, and people in this country still don't have a good idea what bad a shape that we're in. But you included something in your documentary that I considered of great importance, and that was the little deal that the bankers and the credit card companies went to George Bush and got the bankruptcy before, folks, if you were going belly up, you could get rid of all your debt and satisfy your creditors with what was ever left over on the plate, little crumbs on the plate. But they fixed that. George Bush signed the Reform Act, and duck when the government says reform. But now you can no longer, in your bankruptcy, include the credit cards. So you're on the hook with these people forever. When we get back out of the break, I'm going to play that clip from the Max Out, and we compiled the professor from Harvard Law School, Elizabeth Warren. That's about 6 minutes long, so everybody hang on. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Consumer lending is grossly profitable. I can't even find the right word to give you here. Consumer lending is obscenely profitable.
You know who one of the most popular customers of credit card companies is right now? People who've been through bankruptcy. The reason, as one of the vice presidents of MasterCard once explained to me, is we know two things about them. One is that they can't file for bankruptcy again. And the second is they have a taste for credit. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, they're willing to make minimum monthly payments forever. And that's where we make our money. And this is what's remarkable about where we are in this economy. Credit card lending and subprime mortgage lending are so profitable that getting families to take on more debt will yield more money for these companies, even if the number of foreclosures and defaults keeps climbing. And one of the vice presidents of Citigroup called me in my academic office and said, I'd like to do a seminar for all of the executives here, and would you come in and present your statistics on bankruptcy? He had a new book out about bankruptcy. And he said, I think this is going to be very enlightening for people. And I said, sure. And I came in, and I had all my little charts and graphs. And in effect, my message was, if you would screen the weakest customers, those who are overloaded on debt and least likely to be able to pay, you could cut your bankruptcy losses by 50% in the blink of an eye. And, you know, this was several hours of presentation, of course, been lots of data to back it up and arguments back and forth. And there had been some discussion, and there was much in the room. Talk about this. And then a fellow in the back said, Professor Warren. And everyone got quiet. And, you know, it's that classic moment when you realize that's the guy who has all the power here. And he said, very interesting. He said, but if we cut those people off, that's where we make all of our profits. And we won't make nearly as much money.
If you cut out the people who are right there on the
end. If you cut out the people who are least likely to be able to repay, if you cut out the most marginal borrowers, the ones who are deepest in trouble, then you're cutting out the heart of our profits, because that's where we make most of our money. The United States government has been collecting data for more than a century on how families spend their money. So I got someone to do all the statistics for me who was in the government, who was very cooperative, and we matched mom, dad, and two kids in the early 1970s with mom, dad, and two kids today. Median earner, today's family actually has less money to cover food, clothing, insurance, games, toys, entertainment, everything you want to cover. The real point is the basics are driving families right to the edge. What it costs to have a house, to have health insurance, to have child care, to have two cars so that you can both get to work. And, you know, I run into some very smart people in our Congress, and I ask the question, so what's the long-term plan here? What happens when the bills come due? What do the grand thinkers have in mind here? And all I ever get is this sort of blank half smile. Where's the exit strategy for this? I say it as a rhetorical question. I don't know the answer. I've actually written Alan Greenspan about this.
Did Greenspan write you back?
No. Well, Greenspan didn't write me back. There was a bankruptcy judge down in Virginia who said to the credit card companies, how much of what you're asking for from these families is principal, and how much of it is interest that has been racked up? And the credit card companies hemmed and hawed and said they couldn't calculate it and so on. He said, okay, just tell me, over the 2 years, how much, if we take everything from 2 years ago as principal, how much of what you're asking for is principal and how much is interest? And the credit card companies, on average, for every dollar they were asking for in principal, they wanted two more dollars in interest and fees that they said they were owed. Well, think about that. That means for the average family who can't pay, they'll keep making payments of $50, of $100, but they'll never pay those debts off. They will owe those debts until they die. Death will be the only form of debt discharge that they will ever see. But a majority of America is now in trouble with credit cards. If we don't get this debt problem straightened out, we run the risk of turning into a two-tier society. A group that does well financially, and it's a good-sized group, stays out of debt, you've got parents who can afford to send you to college, you can buy a house, you can live the American dream, small number of people, and then a whole part of America that keeps working, and it's always just behind, always living paycheck to paycheck, always worried about whether or not they can pay their medical bills, always struggling, always borrowing from here to pay over there. A life not only of great anxiety, but ultimately a life of great vulnerability. Because at some point, when you can't keep the juggling act up, when you're out of work for a little while, when you get hit with bigger medical debts, when you divorce or someone in the family dies, it all just crashes down. And these people go from being what we used to call middle class just to being part of the poor.
The working poor in America, folks, the backbone of this country, the family unit, Well, and you know the statistics on that one. Divorce rates in this country are around 50%, probably going to climb in the future. What's the number one reason why people divorce and separate? You got it. Money problems. If you're just tuning in with us, I only have James Scurlock. He is the director of Maxed Out. This is available in Blockbuster. Not in great quantity. We're going to work with Magnolia. We're going to get copies of this for retail through the network. And I got to tell you something, folks. I've said this before. I said this to Aaron Russo, and I'm going to do the same thing here with James Scurlock. The home run. I mean, this is powerhouse stuff. This is center field, over the bleachers, over the wall, and in the parking lot. Home run. This is something that everybody in this country needs to see. James Martinez here, he told me that he got recruited on a campus by these credit card people. I mean, in the news of late, you've seen the recruiters hitting the high schools and going to colleges trying to recruit for the Iraq War. That's another rabbit hole we're not going to go down here. But they had sent these people out to college campuses to get kids to sign up for credit cards. Now, normally, a person working a 40-hour-a-week job, his credit scores aren't that good, maybe he has no credit history, whatever, he can't get a credit card to save his soul. Now, after watching this, you will never, ever want to sign up for another credit card, or the ones you've got now, you'll dump, maybe only use them absolutely in an emergency process. But they're actually on college campuses recruiting people to sign up for credit cards. And these kids, if they're lucky if they got minimum wage jobs. They really have no credit history. They have no work history to speak of. And James, you told the story of how you got your credit cards in college,
right?
And you got up to what, $40,000?
Well, I was able to rack up a lot of debt, but you know, they're not just on the campuses; they are embedded in the universities. These universities are paying, or being paid, millions and millions and millions of dollars, sometimes tens of millions of dollars, by these credit card companies for access to their students' information. So you have kids trying to do their homework, trying to go to class, trying to be on time, and the credit card company keeps calling them over and over and over again to sell them credit cards, you know, or flagging them over to the booth and giving them a T-shirt or giving them a baseball cap or whatever. So it's not just that these companies are, you know, soliciting the students. It's that the universities are selling out their students' personal and private information for a fee. And, you know, they're not using that money to make tuition go down or to make the education any better.
That's what I was just going to say.
Right, I've got a quick question for you. The people that were in your movie, do you know where they stand now? Or did things get worse for them? Did they resolve it?
Well, it depends who you talk to. You know, I'll tell you about one person in the film, Alan Greenspan, who, you know, Elizabeth Warren has been trying to contact for so long. And this is a woman. She's one of the only tenured female law professors at Harvard University. She testifies before Congress all the time. She's probably she's a best-selling author. She's probably the most widely recognized authority on bankruptcy in this country. And, you know, Alan Greenspan never returns her letters or her phone calls. Well, Greenspan is selling his book now. So he's going on 60 Minutes on Sunday, and he's going to say he had no idea the subprime mortgage mess was coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
You know,
is that what is classified as plausible deniability?
Well, I don't know how plausible it is.
That's what I was
going
to say.
You know, there's plenty of other things that Greenspan chose not to see coming that are, you know, that are in the pipeline. So it's quite discouraging to see that Greenspan is sort of washing his hands of, you know, of what he helped to create. As far as other people in the film, there's a couple that have declared bankruptcy, lost their homes. You know, most people are still just trying to get by.
You know, and I'll say this again, what struck me about this film is you said that you started out to make this kind of like a little bit of comic relief behind
Sure.
a serious story. But then you started to get into the real life details and how this was affecting people. And one, as I'm watching this and I'm discovering who these people are that are being interviewed, and they're telling their story, and then you'll jump to another segment, more information comes, and then you go back to the people you're interviewing. And what I did not realize, that especially the two women that were interviewed in this, that were sitting,
oh, that was really good.
Oh,
really good.
I was sitting side by side, and you discover in the film that the one woman's son committed suicide after racking up only $12,000 in credit card debt, and then he couldn't get out of it because he didn't have $600 to file bankruptcy, which wouldn't have mattered anyhow now, because you can't file bankruptcy. The bankers and the credit card people went to President Bush and made sure that they're going to keep you on the hook for life, and this is how this came about. In the bankruptcy laws, that you cannot add your credit card debt to your bankruptcy. And the people were killing themselves over this. And it is so heart-wrenching, because everybody thought of credit. You know, we were told always be responsible with our money, and, you know, well, okay, have a credit card, but make sure that you don't, you know, max it out, or make sure that you don't live beyond your means. And James, here in this country, people are now living on credit cards, and this is going to come to an abrupt halt rather quickly, because now people are looking at their jobs. Am I even going to have a job next week? Because what's happening here in the because of the subprime mortgage rate bubble that has burst under Greenspan, he created the dot-com bubble, and we saw the end of that. Well, on the back burner, they had the slow-rolling boil here. For the next one, and that was the next scam to hit the market. And Bernanke inherited all this, and he's being supposedly, in 4 days, he's going to make some announcements here if they're going to cut the Fed lending rate. They cannot do that. The Wall Street boys, the cheerleaders for the stock market, have been lying to us. Inflation already is at about 11.5-12%. We have been in a recession since February of 2006. And as this tsunami begins to build in its intensity, this is going to smash millions of people in this country, and they're not going to know what hit them. And they are seriously not going to know what hit them. And they're not getting any real information. They're not getting true information. They have no idea. It kind of reminds me, guys, of I remember Tandy Corporation, Radio Shack, that came out with the first commercially available floppy disk for computers, you know, back in the day, 25, 30 years ago. And somebody along the line created the little saying, well, with computers, you know, if you're having a problem with your computer, it's probably what you're entering in. Hence, garbage in, garbage out. People in this country cannot make informed decisions. They don't know what's coming because they're not getting the true and factual information.
Yeah, it is a really bizarre situation when you step back and look at it. And this is something Elizabeth Warren says too. You know, for the past generation now, the more people have gone broke and the poorer most Americans have got, the richer and more profitable the banking institutions and credit card companies have gotten. You know, so there's this huge disconnect between the customers of these companies, you know, and the average American, and the guys who are lending the money. And at some point that has to be reconciled. You know, that can't continue forever. I was just reading a news article today, and an economist was saying there are two economies now. There are the people who lend the money and the people who borrow the money, and the lending, you know, the lending class is doing just fine. Well, you know, that can't continue if the borrowing class is maxed out and can't continue to borrow, no matter what the interest rate is.
Exactly.
It's
amazing.
I'm just sitting here and reflecting and thinking. We are in dire straits, as I said. The obligations of the FedGov, $100 trillion, and just to tell you, Jim, how they withhold information. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. I saw a small paragraph in the back of what I consider to be the Austin Un-American Statesman. It's the real name of the paper is the Austin American Statesman. They are rather tight with factual information in their newspaper, and I've had a go around with their editor. But 5-6 years ago, I'm reading their paper. In the back of the paper, small paragraph, the Office of Management and Budget put out a little note, just letting the public know, with no fanfare and no mainstream coverage. Well, the debts and obligations of the federal government is $45, maybe $50 trillion. Ron Paul, the guy that's running on the Republican ticket, just a couple, I think it was about a month ago, he was doing one of these Republican debates. He's standing up there and he falls out of his face. Well, the federal government's $60 trillion in debt. And they had the talking heads that were running the dog and pony show. Didn't even bother with a 30-second follow-up question as if to say, what did you say, Ron Paul, or are you crazy, or whatever? Nothing. Nothing. This guy just drops a bombshell that should have lit up every headline of every newspaper, should have been the lead story in every news edition across the country, and nary a peep. Nothing.
You know, there's a snippet of a Ross Perot speech to the National Press Club from 1991 in the beginning of Maxed Out. And he's describing, you know, this huge federal deficit, people living way beyond their means, all of this denial, a war in the Middle East that's being fought without the true cost being revealed to taxpayers, and on, and it's just like nothing is, you know, nothing has changed. It's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
I would add one more thing. When I looked at your movie and I saw the military guy, I actually was dealing with a wife of a guy that was serving, you know, during the war, and he was being completely, totally harassed by collection agencies,
yeah,
law firms, and he's out there dodging bullets, and they're
right,
calling about that stuff. It's unbelievable.
Hey, remember 92, Ross Perot's out there spending his own money? Hear that giant sucking sound? That's...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
866-276-3975 or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Short segment here. James Scurlock has got to run, director of Maxed Out. James, any parting shots here for our listening audience?
Well, I don't know about parting shots. You know, it's just such a scary situation. And I think when the film came out, I was accused several times of being an alarmist. And the banking people, the lobbyists who did go on the news programs with me, would sort of poo-poo all this away and say, well, you know, this guy is just telling anecdotes, and you know, we have the numbers, we have the statistics, and everything is just fine. Well, you know, now we found out that things aren't fine, and they're going to get a lot worse. So, you know, I wish I could say that things were going to get better, but I think things are just going to get quite a bit worse. And all this talk of a rate cut, and you know, subprime mortgage bailout, and so on. It just seems like a red herring to me.
Well, and George Bush proudly proclaimed that he was going to save 88,000 people from home foreclosures in this country. Well, that's real nice. The only hook with that is you got to have a good credit score to get your financing, your refinancing. I mean, it is. They don't know what to do. That is the problem.
You know, and Hillary Clinton announced her $1 billion mega fund. Well, the mortgage market is $8 trillion, you know, so that's not going to make much of a dent either.
No, it'll be good political rhetoric. It might get her a few votes. And I'm telling you, I'm going to burn myself like a Buddhist monk on the street corner down here with gasoline if this wench gets in the White House. I'll be honest with you. At any rate, hey, look, James, I'm looking forward one of these days meeting you. One of these days I'm going to make it out James Martin Martinez's way here out in Hollywood, and maybe we'll cross paths one of these days. I'd really like to meet you.
All right. Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on the show.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Good
Great
work.
Great job.
Yeah,
right,
it was.
Thanks, James.
Okay. Thank you. James, you're going to stick around with me?
Yes, I will.
All righty. Yeah, that got
yes,
a little that got a little confusing here. I looked at my monitor and I'm going, wait a minute, I got two Jameses with me.
Yeah, that, I gotta say, I looked at the clips, and actually the longest piece I saw was I was at a dinner party actually, and they had that plane on there, and people were just paralyzed, and they had to we're gonna shut this off now because it's a little too real for everybody. But then of course everybody started talking about it the rest of the day. It's a great movie.
Well, it isn't something exactly to be the life of the party. You know, it isn't like what was that game? You threw the mat on the floor and you twisted your. Oh, that's right, Twister. You know, it isn't.
Right.
It isn't
exactly.
A little giddy haha thing that you'd plug
no,
in.
No.
Well, you know
no.
What the thought that struck me, and I'm going to talk to this guy, and I've got a bevy of people I can throw at him with information, and he could do interviews. He could cut another movie probably within 3 months doing it. But I would really like to see him go after the North American Union. I'd like to see him make a documentary because the guy is good.
Very good. It's very good, actually. I mean, he definitely got it right down from the human aspect, which to me means the most. The person out there that's like those two ladies, the students, that they're just trying to get along in life and enjoy their experiences, but they have this monster wrapped around them that's completely taken over their existence. So he captured it really well.
And I can tell here's a man of heart and conscience because, as he said, he started make this documentary and put a comedic slant on it. But as he started to see the gravity and the disparity and the real problems that people were having, I already know I like the guy because he took the human element and displayed it and did it rather effectively. Folks, until we can strike a deal with Magnolia to get that in the network here, if you want to see this, you can run down to Blockbuster, but you're probably going to have to beat the old lady that grabbed you ahead of you because they've only got a couple copies. But it is in Blockbuster and Next. With